Pupil's Book, Unit 9, page 114. Literature. The Story of Popocatapetl and His Taxiawattle.
Harry and Sophie were on holiday in Mexico with their cousins Jamie and Alicia. Before they went home, they wanted to climb Popocatapetl. Popocatapetl is a volcano not very far from Mexico City. The night before the climb, they camped at the bottom of the volcano with their mountain climbing guide. Harry and Jamie looked up at the volcano, covered with snow. "It's going to be exciting tomorrow," said Jamie. Harry was excited too. "What a strange shape that other mountain is," said Sophie suddenly. "It looks like a woman lying down." The guide looked where she was pointing.
"Yes," he said, "it does. That's a volcano too. Let's put up the tents before it gets dark, and then I can tell you the story of the two volcanoes."
After they put up the tents, they all sat down and they listened to the story of Popocatapetl and Iztaccíhuatl. It was very interesting.
"Long ago, there was a beautiful princess called Iztaccíhuatl. Popocatapetl was a young warrior. He was in love with the beautiful princess, and she was in love with him. But before they could get married, another dangerous tribe attacked their tribe. The leader of Popocatapetl's tribe spoke to him. 'We need you to help our tribe before you marry my daughter,' he said. Popocatapetl had to say goodbye to Iztaccíhuatl and go and fight. Iztaccíhuatl was lonely and sad. One day she heard that Popocatapetl was dead. She became very ill. In the end, she died of a broken heart. But Popocatapetl wasn't dead. Very soon, he returned. When he discovered that Iztaccíhuatl was dead, he picked up her body in his arms and carried her away. He laid her down on the ground in a quiet place and sat down next to her. Snow fell and covered their two bodies. The guide stopped and pointed up at the two mountains in front of them. "Look, Popocatapetl and Iztaccíhuatl are still there. They are the two volcanoes."